money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Well, here we go. I want to jump right in.
You're going to stumble your way into the show today. Yeah,
here we go. I'm feeling a little bit like that. I had a little workout this morning and went, yeah, you know, you have days you walk in the gym and it's like, pump it up. And then you have days you walk in the gym and you're like, what am I doing here? So this morning was a little bit more the, what am I doing here?
But you're not doing that on the show today.
No.
No, you're not saying that to me. Like, what am I doing here?
No. Okay, good. It was just my workout this morning. So, you know, so anyways, welcome to the show. And thank you so much. If you're a first time listener, welcome. Sit down, grab a cup of coffee, enjoy the show. If you've been listening for a long time, then you know we're just going to jump into the conversation. We talk about the hard issues around money. Today's show is sponsored by Tim Jenkins and the team at Trinity Family Wealth. We sometimes introduce, when often I'll introduce, you know, these guests, usually they're guests or somebody that's sponsoring the show, and there's a lead, but there's a whole team of people that work with Tim, and I've met a few of them, and so want to shout out for the Trinity Family Wealth Group and what they do. And
just so you know,
I was just going to say, Tim's going to be on the show.
He's going to be on the show next week. That's the plan. Anyway, so we're anticipating, we've had him on the show before. You can go to morethanenough.ca and just in the little search bar on the radio page, you can put Tim Jenkins and you'll get the shows that he's been with us on. So he has a lot of great, thoughtful things to say, biblical understanding of legacy and wealth. So,
yeah. And I think that's what I appreciate about Tim is just that perspective that, you know, Tim often works with people that he challenges for generational wealth, for long-term wealth. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. And to hear Tim's perspective on money. So,
Great.
The show next week.
So, did you say already go to morethanenough.ca, not mine.ca, go to any podcast, like just go look, Let's Talk Money with Dave and Reb, and you'll find us. We're on YouTube, obviously, because, well, not obviously, some of you don't know that if you're listening on a Friday morning, that's not the only time you can listen to us. You can go listen to us anytime, and get it off of these places. So
and truly the best place is morethanenough.ca. It's got the own
player. We say it's the best place because we own More Than Enough.
Well, yes, but it's okay, right there. It's right at the top of the page. It says radio show. You click the button, you get there, and you get to hear the next show. So
anyway,
I don't control anybody else's, but we do get to control.
Okay, that, so, all right, fair enough. Anyway, so we are coming up to April 30th, and if I was doing a call-in show, I'd say, you know, the third caller to call in with the answer to what happens on April 30th.
Would
win. I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, we don't have that. So, Will, maybe you over in the can tell us. Anyway, I'm just reminding you that it's tax season. The deadline's coming up.
Deadline is coming up.
And for any late,
if you go the day over, then there's a fee, there's a penalty, and guess what?
And the penalty increased this year, I believe.
And we don't want you giving money away for that. So, you know, again, we're if you've listened to the show, you know, we're pretty hot on proactive financial planning. And so you've got basically a week to get your stuff together, and then that really puts the crunch on whoever is doing your tax return. If you're doing it yourself, then have at her, go. If you're bringing it to somewhere,
it might be
now we're in the hot zone. You may not be able to get it done on time because everybody's I'll say in the tax world, everybody's pile is pretty high right about now.
Yeah. So. Anyway, not to put that fear in you or anything, no but fear. I wanted to tell everybody we had a tax prep party. If you listened earlier this year and you were just rolling your eyes at Dave and I for coming up with this idea, well, I think it was Dave's idea actually.
It was 100%
Dave and Braun, idea, yeah. And we had our tax team and we were telling you on one of the shows how to have a tax prep party. Yeah. Well, Dave insisted that we have one with our two older children. And so we did. Yeah. And we just wanted to report to you, we had a tax prep party and I will say it was a great idea. Mm-hmm. We actually did it on Zoom. My son was supposed to get snacks. He didn't. So,
But I got a little snack. So I had a little snack there.
Yes, we had it. And he had snack. We all had a snack, mm-hmm. but we just didn't, you know, go big on snacks. Mm-hmm. But it actually was quite interesting. I was tallying numbers for like our hydro because we have an office at home. And I just said to my son, Justice, can you just tally these while I shout out the numbers at you? It was phenomenal. I did not have to add it all up. Mm-hmm. He did it for me. He sat there with his calculator and we did that for a few things. There are other things that Dave reminded them, please go get this and upload this to our portal at More Than Enough because we have a tax department, as you know. And actually, it turned out really great. So if you're kind of like, you guys are a little weird, that's okay. You can call us weird. But it was lovely.
Mm-hmm. What I appreciated the most was actually the togetherness. Like we didn't have to share personal information. They were uploading their stuff. The nice part was we were finding the stuff and then right away just getting it uploaded, getting it in there. So by the end of the party, we'd all sent in basically everything we needed. And we'd, I won't say we had fun, but it was way more fun than doing it alone.
I would say exactly that. And then we wanted to get our number from our dentist and I always forget that. I always forget just to get her to give me an income tax sheet for that purpose to declare it or whatever. And I'm like, oh man, did it again. But you remind each other, like it was actually quite an interesting experience. And I would say doing it together online was effective because you can run and go get what you need. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do it together in a group as we encouraged you to do, but you bring your computer, you bring the checklist. More Than Enough has a checklist. And
you can get what that you on need, the website,
and you
by
can,
the way.
And then, you can go to the website and get that. But anyway, it was just really interesting. I wanted to tell you all that that's what we did and it worked great. So next year, if it's too late for you now, next year, have a tax prep party. And if you really like are groaning over tax preparation, it actually is helpful to do it together. So
okay, and here's one little encouragement that did make it easier is that now, right now, go get the envelope, get a big brown one or a file folder or whatever, and start throwing stuff into there. Start throwing, you know, there's things that come in the mail and all of that, that just have one folder. That's really what happened was we opened up our tax folder. I started making piles and different things for things that I thought, oh, is this taxable or not? I don't know all the answers. So I just total it up and say, okay, this is the amount. But having that folder with all of the stuff, and it was pretty thick.
We were trying to figure out how to make Nico, our dog, a dependent. But, you know, I don't think our tax guy is going for that. Anyway,
how to write off vet bills. Right? If we figure it out, we'll do a podcast on that. So
anyway, just there's our little report about tax season and our tax prep party. Okay, so I want to read some verses from Isaiah 43, verse 1-3. Some of you feel like we've been talking about this, are feeling a little underwater, feeling like a little overwhelmed. We are seeing houses in certain areas of the city all go up for sale because they're million-dollar homes and people are not able to pay the mortgage. And the news out there isn't wonderful, but the news from the Lord is wonderful. And he says this to Israel. And perhaps we're taking it out of context, but it is a promise of his nearness. It is a promise revealed through Christ to us. And he said this, Isaiah 43, "But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not." I could just stop there. Mm-hmm. I have formed you. So don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of Matthew 6 when Jesus says, don't be afraid, little flock. Mm-hmm. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Anyway, fear not. I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, even financial waters, mm-hmm. I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. I have a little note, my side margin, I wrote, we will not be overthrown by the rivers that overwhelm us. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. I could just, that's a good place to rest, mm-hmm. Dave. Mm-hmm.
It is a good place.
But why are we reading these verses today? And he's going to say, I don't know.
Of course I know. This is where the show where Dave and Reb talk about the hard issues around money. And you've just read a verse that talks about how deeply the love of God is, the deep waters of the love of God, if I can keep that metaphor going.
Since you have been are precious in my sight, that's verse 4, you've been honored and I love you. I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you and through the flame. I'm paraphrasing it.
That's the song.
Yes. I know. Oh, yeah, it is, isn't yes. it? That's why I'm, yeah, there's a song that says that. But when you pass through the waters, and there's, why I chose that is because Dave uses a metaphor. I think it's a metaphor. Should we say it's a metaphor?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, mm-hmm. if that's the right word. To help us, to help clients, to help coachees at More Than Enough understand money in a different way, to get our minds sometimes outside or look mm-hmm. at it from a different perspective, you talk about money as a currency.
Right.
And we were talking about the other night, and I'm like, that would be a great discussion to have. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit more? So we've got the sure. Lord promising that he will not allow these rivers to overwhelm us. When we're in trouble, he is with us. Mm-hmm. And that is something that Jesus, his very essence and presence, when he came, demonstrated yeah. that he is with us and he is not leaving us, and he's intimate and he cares about the details, that he gets face to face with us mm-hmm. as he walks along the road with us. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing we want to remind you today as we talk about this idea of financial currency. The word currency and current are the same root word.
Yeah.
So, and isn't that interesting? Yeah. And sometimes we don't think about that, but you talk a lot to More Than Enough clients about currency, but how it's like water. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And a little bit of context there. So sometimes the context, and I will say often the context is really wrapped around, you know, how does money work? Like, somehow that question comes out is I don't understand money, or I want to know how money works. And this is why we say it's a metaphor. The best metaphor that I can think of in that, as I've studied and as I've looked and as I've read scripture, and I think, you know, the comparison between money and the properties of money and the properties of water, they're just so similar. They just correlate so well. And of course, then you look and you go, well, there's current. When we talk about water, we talk about current. We talk about the flow underneath. You may see up on the top of the water, like nothing happening. And then underneath there's a current. And the current can actually be going the opposite direction than what's on top, or it can be going the same direction, depending on the circumstances and where you're at. You know, there are times where you look at the water and you see the current, it's bubbling, it's going up, you know. So, and that's the same with money. There are often times where we look at our neighbor and we go, oh, they're rich, they're doing well, they're doing, and it's like there's a current underneath that's saying, no, they're just pedaling as fast as they can. So, you know, that's one of the, I'll say, metaphors that I use for don't look at your neighbor. You have no idea what's going on underneath the surface. Just like when we look at water, we have no idea what's going on under what's under the surface until you jump in, right? And some currents are more dangerous than others. And again, we can don't take the metaphor too far, but there really are so many correlations between the properties of water and the properties of money.
Okay, so why don't we start at the beginning? Sure. If I was a client coming to you and you're like, let me go backtrack just a second. So a few years ago, someone had come and said, oh, I wish I was like you and Reb, you know, you just have it all together.
And yes, we laughed.
Yeah. You have it all together and you know how to talk about money. You know what you're doing with your money. And Dave's like, whoa. I'll never. That was the first time I had heard you just use this, this idea. And he said, wait a minute. There's shifting seasons. There's shifting paths. There are different needs. There are different income levels, actually. And it's a current. And Reb and I are still learning, what season are we in? Where are we walking out our financial journey together? And we're always learning. We have to readjust, have to readapt. And I guess the path of water is the same way. So that's where I heard it. You talk about it the first time. So. Like, talk to me like a coachee or a client.
Right.
What are you going to tell me about water and money?
Let's just look at the properties of money. So first off, if I want to get, we have a cup of water in front of us.
Yes.
That's kind of nice that that happened here. Mm-hmm. So a cup of water in front of us, but without the vessel, without the cup, without some sort of mechanism to contain the water, what happens? The water goes everywhere. It just spills everywhere, right? Same with money. If we don't have some sort of mechanism or tool to contain the water, then it's just going to go everywhere. It'll come, it'll go, and we don't know. So you can see how that correlates as well. You know, we think of the cup and I'm going to use our spending plan as the vessel.
Okay.
And money comes into our spending plan, and then I can take a big gulp, I can take a small gulp, I can regulate, but you know, again, you can start seeing how the properties that are at work, and the water inside there, if I shake it up too much, then it'll spill out.
Right.
And so again, if we think of pouring water into that, provision is God's domain, that He works on the provision. And so when he pours into our cup, he uses the metaphor in scripture, you know, my cup overflows, and in different contexts like that. And I just borrow that for money and say, okay, so the first property is we need a vessel, some sort of mechanism to hold the water. Right. And then there's only, you know, again, when a cup fills up, there's only so much room here at the top. Once we get to the top, we need a different vessel. We need a bigger vessel. So different vessels are going to hold the different amounts of water for different purposes.
So are you talking about like investing? Sure. do you have surplus? Like, I'm just pointing at my cup, but if I have water running out of the cup, I need to make sure it goes in a certain place.
Yeah, and this cup would not be how I would want to store 10,000 gallons of water. Like, this isn't the right tool.
Right.
And so sometimes with money, we're trying to use money, and we're actually just using the wrong tool, the wrong vessel. And so we've been trying, and it's the vessel that we've always used, right? So that's one, I would say, part of that metaphor of just – when we talk about the principles of money and the principles of water, one is we need a vessel, and we need one that we understand. We need one that has the right capacity. There are some people, and I'll give you the example, who should never, ever have a credit card. Why? Because they just don't know how to use the tool.
Right.
And so any opportunity they've gotten, they've gotten themselves in trouble. And so I say, well, then don't use the tool. But everybody else does. Well, that
but that goes matter. Back to your statement. We've just got to look at our own story, mm-hmm. our own situation and circumstance, and not at our neighbor, which is a whole other show.
Yeah. And then I'll give you another principle that relates to that. If we treat money the same as everyone else, the default current in our current lots of currents, the default current right now in North America is debt. If you don't do anything, you don't have you don't manage money, you don't think about it, you will just find yourself in debt. That's the default. That's the way the river flows, so to speak. And so we need to, again, if we use that, keep that metaphor of going down a river, we've got a vessel, we're in a boat, and guess what? The boat has certain properties that are going to get us from point A to point B, right? So we can use the current to actually move us, right? And again, so water is very versatile. I'm going to say there's the principle. So water has a lot of versatile uses, and how we use it, it can actually do other work as well.
Right.
Same as money, right? It, we look, and again, we can see all kinds of examples of, you know, if I have money that is going to work for me, it's investing, it's generating more money, it's creating some opportunities that I can use in different parts of my life. It's the same principles with money is it can be, or sorry, same principles with money as with water. It can be used in all kinds of versatile ways. Almost the sky is the limit in terms of our creativity.
So in one sense, we need to have the tool to contain it that would give us, that it was would help us move us to purpose. So I'm just thinking you're talking about this cup as a spending plan. But then you have the idea that there is a current. Water is current, and a current, I actually went and looked it up, is a because I love this definition. Mm-hmm. A large movement of water in one jet. Oh, my goodness. A large movement of water in one general direction is a current. Currents can be temporary or long lasting. Mm-hmm. This is was interesting. Yep. They can be near the surface or deep in the ocean. And I was just thinking about that. You've got different currents that take you, and the current takes you different places, yep. right? So you're in that boat. You said you got the investment current or you've got that credit current,
yeah.
and you're using that to take you places, but it actually is going to, it's going to get you in trouble. The river that holds the current is going to dry up eventually. Mm-hmm. if you're not being responsible or
mindful. Think about an undertow. We know right. the dangers of an undertow, right. and I do some kite surfing and windsurfing, and we're always very aware of the potential dangers of an undertow, because you'd hit the water and then it would suck you under. And right. So this is just about, is the undertow terrible? The undertow is just there. It's just a thing. It's amoral, right? And that's the same with money. Is debt terrible? Well, the effects of debt can be deadly.
Yes.
Just like the effects of the undertow can be deadly. And so, you know, in an undertow, if you get caught in an undertow, they actually say, don't fight it and try and swim to the left or to the right, because eventually you'll get to the edge of the undertow and then you'll be able to surface, or you'll be able to find your way. But, you know, the minute that you get into an undertow, there's a certain response that you need to do if you're going to survive.
So what we're seeing is that, like, panic, right? We get, or stress or fear, and you know, just by talking about it, just by facing it, just by laying out, okay, how much debt do I actually have? Mm-hmm. How much?
Recognizing that I'm in an undertow. So that's awareness, okay, what we call awareness, right? In our finances. And then coming up with a plan, but But this is a strategic move. So it takes intentional effort to get out of debt. It takes intentional effort to get out of an undertow, right? Yeah. And then it takes time. You know, when you're in an undertow, every second feels like an hour, right? Like everything slows down and you're doing what you need to do over the period of time to get you where you need to go. And then really it's about just holding on and the less panicked you are, the more you can preserve your own oxygen, the more you can preserve yourself to get you'll make it out. And it's the same with money, right? When we're talking about debt specifically, you know, it takes time, it takes awareness, it takes intentionality.
Well, and my sister actually years ago when we were in Florida had an undertow experience, and she wasn't a great swimmer at the time, and it was the lifeguard that came.
Sure.
And I guess that ties back to, you know, a financial coach, what we do, a good pastor, a good friend who's there to come in mm-hmm. in that place where you seem overwhelmed. I mean, it goes back to the scripture we have today, Isaiah 43.
There is nothing better when you're in distress than to have someone who's not in distress with you, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. I love that. My personality gets more stressed, but yours is just like calm. Like you come in with calmness, and that's exactly what you need. That lifeguard came in because he had confidence in what he was doing. And there are coaches, there are people who are confident financially. And if we can just find those people, they are actually could be instruments of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So when it goes back to Isaiah 43, you're not going to be overthrown when you're in the water because I am with you, but I've actually created people who can walk with you through this. Mm-hmm. So we are his hands and feet, as we often say. And I think that's really applicable in terms of a lifeguard or mm-hmm. a coach or an advisor.
So we only got a minute left. And I just want to end with this thought. Like, if you are thinking, I don't know how money works, or I want to learn a little bit more how money works, then really, and I'll just encourage you, study the principles of water, study of how it moves and how it relates to the world around it. And then, you know, not everything totally correlates, but boys, oh boys, God's given us a real gift in these comparisons to be able to say, wow, so if I can use that as a guide for how I can use my money or how I can think about
how money. I can think about money. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
You want to pray?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Father, thanks so much for today and for the world around us that teaches us about our own journeys and how water and current is so applicable to money and currency. Lord, I pray that you would grant us wisdom, listeners wisdom, and that if they feel that they're in an undertow right now, that they could reach out to us or to you mostly, or to others in their life who just seem maybe a little bit stronger in this area. Lord, thank you for our time. Amen.
Amen. So big shout out to Tim Jenkins and the team at Trinity Family Wealth. And I'm really looking forward to Tim
next
coming
week.
Next
so
week
join
and
us
having
next
the
week.
Conversation. And join
it's
us
next week when he talks money with us.
Awesome.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.